Thank you, Lord. We honor you today. The gifts and the talents that you have given us, the resources to do and to continue your work, come from the relationship that you have brought to us, bringing your Son Jesus into this earth, living deity, becoming humanity among us. We thank you for that. Today I pray for each and every one that you will take us closer to your perfect plan and your perfect will for our lives. Let this season be one that is remembered for the rest of our lives, I pray today. Let your word, let it come alive. Let it work in every single person today, I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. It's so good to be with you this morning. I want to talk to you just this morning. Had this thought come to me several weeks ago. Tis the season. I just want to share some thoughts about that. This is a season for hope. I read this incredible story this week, and I thought it was so appropriate that during World War II, six pilots took off from an aircraft carrier in the North Atlantic to scout out enemy submarines. While they were gone, the captain of the carrier was forced to issue a blackout alarm, and the ship went totally dark. When the pilots tried to return, they could not find the ship. They radioed, "Give us some light, we're coming home." The ship's radio operator replied, "Ordered blackout. I cannot give you light." In turn, each pilot desperately radioed the same message, "Give me some light, and I will make it." Each time the operator had to radio back, "No light, blackout." Because there was no light on that ship, six young pilots went to their graves in an icy North Atlantic Ocean. And isn't that sometimes the way life can be? You know, for being a pastor for 21 years now, I've had the privilege to see when some people have gone through the darkness and lost sight, only to experience when you stay with the plan and the purpose of God for your life, you'll have that turnaround moment in your life that will bring hope in life to you. And this is a season for you and I to experience that great hope in our lives, hope for our future, hope for our families, hope that will carry you and I from one season into another season, hope for tomorrow that will inspire you to have strength for today. And nothing speaks of hope like Christmas does. What a beautiful time. I shared Thursday night about the wonder of God, and that if we have lost it, we can and we should regain it, in particular during this beautiful season. Luke chapter 2, verse 16 says, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds." The New International Version said that they were amazed. The Living Bible says they expressed astonishment. And I think that that's what this season is really all about. And it proclaims the wonder of what God and who he is and what he wants to do in our lives. Listen to these verses that I read to you from the Word of God out of Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Luke chapter 2 and verse 6, "And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him." This is so beautiful. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, and this is for someone here today, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He will be a sign for you. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Beautiful. This is the season for you and I to gain hope in our lives. Romans 15, 13 says, Paul, I pray that God, he, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of his Holy Spirit. That's such a beautiful verse of scripture. And he is the only source that can bring you and I hope. And I want to encourage you to let God into your situations. Let him into your lives. Let him into the decisions that you make in your home and for your future. I want to just share just a couple thoughts with you. Number one, in order to have hope, you have to let Jesus have the occupancy in your life and in your home. This struck me so amazing. Years ago, before there were apps and websites like Hotels.com or Hotels Tonight, you would drive if you traveled. And if you went into a town and you wanted to stop to the night and stay in what many times were called a motel, not even a hotel. How many of you remember what a motel? Thank God I got a few hands up. They would have a sign out front that would say occupancy. And you know, if that sign said occupancy, that you could pull in and you could get a room for that night. But if they had a sign up that said no occupancy, you would keep right on driving by and you knew that they didn't have any room for you. Jesus, when he comes to our lives, and in particular right at this time of the year, because everything around us, it may look diluted by people's mentality, but you cannot take the Christ out of Christmas. And when he comes to you, he's looking to see if you and I have a sign up in our lives. Occupancy, come on in, move in with us, or non-occupancy. I'm too busy. I'm too tied up now. I can't have you influence or stay with me. Because listen to me, when he comes, he just doesn't come and knock on your door and just hang out for a little bit. He moves in with you. I love it when I have all our grandkids over to our house. You'd think that they were moving in for good. They bring clothes, they bring bags, they bring suitcases, they bring backpacks. They are coming, and they are coming to take over my house for the duration that they are there. And that's what Jesus does. The Bible says in Luke 2, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. And the Bible goes around a little further in verses 6 and 7. And it said, she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them. I want to encourage you today that if you and I are going to have the hope that God wants to bring in our lives, we have to have up in the heart, in the window of our heart, an occupancy sign that says, come on in, Jesus. Bring all your stuff with you. Bring grace to forgive us for our mistakes. Bring mercy that leads us into areas and places that we don't deserve. Bring the power of your Holy Spirit that will transform us and change our lives and make us into what you have called and created us to be. We need that in our lives. We need him in our lives. Yesterday, Patty and I were talking about 41 years, and I remember I couldn't comprehend it there. We did a little video for Christmas, just instead of a Christmas card, we're going to send a little video, and we did it right in our house. And I begin to think about, right in the middle of that over 40 years ago, after my mom had passed away and I became homeless, that I was working on the farm that I live at now, and that he wasn't my father-in-law then, he was my boss, who at that time they had hired men living in the house that would work on the farm. And he says, I don't have any more rooms, but you can come over and you can sleep over there on the corner in the floor in the house until something materializes. What materialized that I ended up marrying his daughter and got our own place. But I thought about that yesterday, right in that moment, that how God will transform and change your life when you have an occupancy sign up in your life and say, come on in, live inside of me, take over my life, be the Lord and the master of my life. And even as Ben said a little earlier, you will go through difficulties, you will go through hardships, you will have disappointments, but when Jesus is living inside of your life, he will help you through every one of them. Come on, can you say amen to that this morning? Secondly, we have to stand on the promises of God, the promises that come in the Word of God. The Word of God is not something that you lay upon a shelf and just glance at every once in a while, but it's a living, breathing Word of God's power and presence in your life. And when you hear it or when you read it, God will trigger something in your heart and say, that's for me. That's what I need right now. Verses like 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Like Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. These are God's promises for your life. And when they're in your life, they bring hope to you and I. Romans 8:37, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. And if you're sick, Psalm 103, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. If you're in a financial hardship, Philippians 14, and my God, he shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you're fearful, the Word of God will give you an answer. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And the answer is no one. Because when you fear God, you don't have to fear anyone else. Psalm 119:81, my soul languishes and grows faint for your salvation, but I hope in your word. Your word will give me life and it'll give me hope. Lamentations 3:21, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope because of the Lord's great love. We are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Not just on Sundays, not just once in a while, but every day of our lives. And then we have to believe in the process. Ben talked about that. He helped my message this morning. Romans 5:2, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. I don't like this verse. I just want to be completely transparent, but it's true. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Something, my brothers and sisters, in the process of our lives, God, even when we're having a bad day in the process, he moves us through that and makes us greater and stronger despite whatever it is we're going through. Romans 8:28, and we know God will work all things out together for them that love him. We must know that he is going to help us through whatever it is that we're going through. I don't like it. I don't even like to talk about it. But I can tell you that it will come to you. And you got to understand that God is in the middle of it and he'll help you through it. Four, you got to know that you have purpose. If we're going to have hope, knowing that you have a purpose for tomorrow will give you the hope that you need, especially at this time of the year. This is so important for us to put our arms around this. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and to give you and I hope. God wants to bring hope into our lives. Hope is always associated with our future, and hope is connected to you and I seeking Him. You and I, we must seek the Lord. This verse, God spoke this to my heart this week, Acts 17:26. From one man He made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. Listen to this. And He determined the times set for them, the exact place where they shall live. God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out to Him and find Him. Though He's not far from any one of us, for in Him we live and we move and we have our being. My brothers and my sisters, do you know that this season in our lives, in this time of the year, that when we seek Him, that you will find Him and that He will show you exactly, He has set for you time for you to live, time for you to experience certain things. God knew 41 years ago today, when we rushed out of the house to go milk the cows to get done that afternoon so I could get married in that night, He knew the time that was set before me. He saw in my future where I would be and who would be sitting here this day listening to the words that are spoken. God knows those times. And when you trust Him, when you seek Him, you don't have to be fearful of your future. You can put it in the hand of God and know that in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. That is God's promise. Proverbs 9:6 out of the Message, He says, leave your impoverished confusion and live. Walk up the street to a life with meaning. We find meaning when we seek Him. I want to close with this today. I share that story when I opened about those airmen that couldn't find where to land because there was no light. I have given some light today. I've talked to you today from the heart of God. And I want to encourage someone that I know that I'm talking to in this house today. That you need light, you need hope in your life. God wants to bring that to you in this season that you live. I want you just to close your eyes with me as I close and bow your head. God wants to bring that hope into your lives. He wants to bring and shine His light. There's no blackout with God. There's no darkness in Him at all. The Bible says He is the light of the world. He has come to bring you and I this beautiful hope today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, just for one moment. If you're just moving through life, you're not sure where you're going, can I tell you today, can I remind you of His word to you? That He has determined the time set before you. And the places that you should inhabit. He has it all marked out. My brothers and my sisters, when you seek Him with all of your heart, He will move all the confusion out of your way. And He will bring to you the light to help you to follow. He'll be a light unto your path and a lamp unto your feet. The Bible says He'll make a way for you in a desert place. He'll put streams for you. Thank you, Lord. I feel the Holy Spirit just working on and through somebody's heart and their life today. Just your eyes closed, your heads bowed. Just for one more moment. This is what I felt the Lord just speak to me early this morning to say to someone, come on home. Come on home. I'm not necessarily talking about a particular place, but when you come to God, He places you where He can bless you and do great things for you. Spirit of the living God. How we thank you and we give you praise and honor today. You've been so kind to us. You have been so kind to us. I pray for my friends today, my brothers and my sisters, each one from the youngest to the eldest here, that the best days that they have ever experienced are in front of them. I pray hope and light to see it over every life here today. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I love you. Prayer people, would you come on down? Find your way down here. If you need prayer for anything before you go today, come on down. I see a beautiful table set up back with some refreshments on it.